The highest death rate in the world is New Jersey and New York. States with the heaviest touch in the entire world, New Jersey and New York have the highest death rates by far. No one's going to exceed them. As far as the facts of the Delta virus, the Delta variant, Public Health England looked at 92,000 people who got the Delta variant. Many, many articles have shown it to be more transmissible. I don't think anybody disputes that. But when you look at the death rate of the Delta variant, both vaccinated folks and unvaccinated folks who died from it, the death rate was a great deal lower than the wild variant. For those who were vaccinated and over 50, the death rate was about 1.4%. For those over 50 who were unvaccinated, it was about 3.4%. This is much lower than the wild variant. The wild variant above 50 was about a 5-6% death rate for all comers last year. So there is there's a great deal of evidence, but when one side presumes that you know the truth and that, oh, everything says that the Delta variant's more deadly, no, there are facts that on both sides you can argue what science you see and what we see, but the real danger in our country is people presuming to know the truth and calling other senators misinformation, and I presume this would be the argument, well, why don't we shut down Ted Cruz? Why don't we not let him speak at all? That's what's going on in our country. It's not your time. When it's your time, you can have your time back. It's not your time to interrupt. But here's the point. The point is this is going on across America. There are people on your side of the aisle introducing legislation to tell Facebook that my opinion cannot and should not be heard. I quote from scientific literature every day, and you can disagree with it, but the thing is, your side is wanting to take down the argument and have your way imprinted on the American mind with no objection. That goes against everything with regard to free speech that we know of in our country.